a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. And now joining us, man, I think there's only one person I would do this for, and he is the former NFL MVP, Matt Ryan. And the only reason why I would end up doing this for Matt Ryan is because I know his favorite cheesesteak spot is D'Alessandro's, but
solid spot.
What we're gonna do now? We're gonna talk obviously some football, and Matt is here on behalf of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, which it's crazy that this challenge has been going on for 10 years, yeah. And it just speaks to the power of the challenge and what the causes of this challenge. And I got an email from my producer this week, Michael Samter, and he goes, "Do you want to do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge with Matt Ryan?" And I go, "Okay, like where?" He goes, "On Radio Row." I go, "If you could set it up, I'll do it." And
You'll
here we
it.
Are, Matt.
Yeah, so. Well, I appreciate you doing it with me, and appreciate you having me on to talk about, you know, the Ice Bucket Challenge. And I can't believe it's been 10 years, right? That thing blew up 10 years ago for a great reason, because, you know, it's a disease that, if you've ever been personally impacted by it, is rough. And I was, you know, a good friend of mine was Pete Frates from Boston College, who was instrumental in getting it going, and Pete unfortunately passed away, but he was so brave during that fight with it to create awareness for it. And so here we are trying to, you know, make some noise for it and try and keep people going, keep people committed to what they're doing. And so for me, as we get Josh Allen coming,
Josh,
to say what's up,
but Deion Dawkins protects that man pretty damn good.
But so anyhow, it's great to be able to promote it and to try and encourage people, if there's a way that they can help raise money for this. Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep the momentum that started 10 years ago going, so we can find a cure for this disease.
Yeah, I remember doing the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and I want to say it was 2014, right? Yeah, 10 years makes sense, right around then. and to see that this continues to go and to just honor Pete's legacy and, you know, continue to remember, you know, everything about Pete. Obviously, you knew him well. Just I hear all the best stories about him. Unfortunately, I never got to meet him, but just tell me a little bit more about your friend.
Yeah, he was one of the first guys I met when I was at Boston College. We were actually in orientation, freshman orientation. We were kind of in the same dorm. And so, like, one of the first five guys I met when I got there, and just salt of the earth guy and fun. He was one of the people that made everybody feel like he was your best friend, you know, like you'd known him forever. He just had an easy way about him. Cool guy, great baseball player, fun to be around and fun to hang out with, and just a good all-around dude.
Talking to Matt Ryan right now. We'll get back, obviously, to the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge in a bit, as we're going to be doing this live on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to watch along, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Let me chat to you a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. I thought Belichick was going to be their head coach. It ends up being Raheem Morris. How did you kind of process that one when that was announced the other week?
I like Raheem. You know, he was, you know, with me in Atlanta for 6 years, and I saw him in all kinds of different stages, right? I saw him as he came in on the defensive side of the ball, then switched over, coached wide receivers for us for a bit, and then went back to the defensive side of the ball, calling plays on that side, and then ultimately interim head coach, and then leaves and goes to the Rams for the last 3 years and does a great job there. And really, he took a young group of defenders on that Rams defense and turned them into a pretty good unit, and I was impressed by that. But I like the hire. He understands the organization. He understands how it works. He's walking into a team that's built to win, but they need to get the quarterback position right. Yeah. I think he'll do that. They'll get somebody to solidify the position moving forward, and I expect them to do well.
So when the speculation was Belichick, it ends up being Raheem, you know, there's a reaction to that. But
sure,
for you, if it was going to be Belichick, how would you have kind of approached that one?
Well, I said it, was doing one of the pregame shows for CBS in the wild card round, and that was kind of the height of the talk and all this. I said, The thing that would have made sense to me for Bill Belichick is if you were going out and getting a veteran quarterback, maybe it's a Kirk Cousins, or you're going to make a play for whoever, to get somebody that's established, right? You know, because I thought the window was maybe 3 or 4 years. I don't think Bill would have been coaching there, at least in my opinion, for, you know, 10, 12 years. But if you wanted to go the young direction and try and solidify, you know, that organization moving forward and get a young quarterback, I think you need it to go in a different direction, and ultimately, I think that's what they've decided. See what happens. You know, I could be dead wrong. This is just speculation on my part, but we'll see what happens with them in the draft here in a couple of months.
So I've talked about you a lot throughout this season because one of our coworkers is Tiki Barber, you obviously call games with, and I'm a big fan of Andrew Catalan. But seeing Tiki every day in the office, I feel like whenever a quarterback would go down, and unfortunately there was a lot of them, I go, is your broadcast partner going to be your broadcast partner on Sunday? And every time he goes, I think Matt's just done playing. I think he really enjoys the broadcasting. Yeah. So if you didn't, I don't know how many calls you got this year. I'm sure there were quite a few. But if you didn't come back this year, you officially done? It's over? There's no more coming back to the league?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm comfortable with what I'm doing right now. I've really enjoyed, I really enjoyed working with Tiki. I mean,
he's great.
He's a great dude to be around. I think that was part of it too, right? Like, I didn't know at the beginning of last season what it was going to be like. Maybe I was no good. Maybe it wasn't going to be fun calling these games or anything. But I think working with Catalan, working with Tiki Barber, A.J. Ross on the sideline for us, and then really our director and producer, Steve McKee, and our director Andy Goldberg were fantastic. And so as the season shook on and these spots opened up, I was like, I'm kind of having fun doing what I'm doing. Things are good at home. Like, it just made sense to continue on. So I think it's pretty safe to say I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing.
Gotcha. Matt Ryan here with us, and that's good for us here at CBS because, you know, you never know how – I think people try to complicate broadcasting too much. They're like, oh, he doesn't have broadcasting experience, and now he's going from the gridiron to a great broadcast booth. I'm like, so what? If he's good, he's good, and you guys have a good booth. But how do you kind of think it all played out this past year?
You know, I thought it got better as the year went on, as it should, right?
Chemistry
got better, all of those things. But Tiki and I and Andrew would talk all the time. We wanted to feel like, you know, it was three guys sitting at a bar watching a game.
That's how it should be.
And the fourth guy at the bar is the audience. And so have fun. You know, maybe I explain one of these things here. Tiki gives his lens on a run play or whatever there. Andrew kind of guides the conversation, and you know, I thought we did a pretty good job of that, you know, and improved on, like, the hard part for me was telestrating and doing the replays and stuff like that, getting that going. But
you know, you got to be careful when you're 100%. Drawing. We always know what people are looking for
correct.
On social
I
media.
I understand. I worked hard to not draw anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought we had fun, you know, and I thought we covered games in a really good way. And hopefully, you know, we all just continue to get better.
We're going to be doing the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge with Matt Ryan momentarily live on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. From a quarterback perspective, I've said this 9,000 times today, so make it 9,001. I'm sick of the way that people are talking about Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
You know, full disclosure, before the season, I said, I think he's a system quarterback.
Yeah.
But as the season goes on and he keeps on winning, I don't care how people refer to him. You win, you're eventually a Super Bowl champion. It doesn't matter.
I agree with you. I think that, you know, he had a great first year. Fair to ask the question, can he continue to do that? Well, he did. He continued to do it all of his second year and, in fact, made plays in the second half of playoff games to keep them going.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, okay, he's a legitimate starting quarterback in this league, and he's a guy that's good enough to beat you any week he's on the field. What else do you want? I mean, that's to me enough. It's good enough, and I don't think he's even scratching the surface of, you know, what he can be. I think he'll continue to get better, more comfortable, better vision, like a better understanding of defenses. All of these things come with experience. I think he's going to continue to improve as a player, and his skill set is by far good enough to win in this league.
Matt Ryan here with us. If Kyle Shanahan is hoisting that Lombardi on Sunday, and you know, you guys have obviously, you know, been through a lot, what would that moment mean to you?
I'd be happy for a friend, you know, and a guy that, you know, when you're in the, you know, building with somebody every day and you're working with them and you see how important it is to them, you see how hard they work, what they're willing to do to be successful, you root for guys like that. And that's Kyle Shanahan. It's incredibly important to him. He's dedicated to what he's done. He's done a great job in San Francisco. And, you know, at some point he's going to win a Super Bowl. I truly believe that, and I'm going to be really happy for him when he does.
What do you think the biggest X factor is in this game?
I think, to me, it's the offensive line play for both teams.
Yeah.
As unsexy as that is.
I'm a big fella. I like when we praise
important.
Up the hog mollies.
And to me, like, you look at, you know, how you win football games, how you kind of take over games.
Yeah.
It's pounding, and it's protecting your quarterback, and it's being able to run the football. I think both teams want to do that. The team that does it better, to me, is the team that's going to win.
All righty. So this isn't TV, even though we're streaming.
Yeah.
The radio product is the main focus, so we got to make sure there's no dead air. We're going to do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge and the 10-year anniversary of the challenge right now. So I'm following my quarterback. Today I'm
okay.
Not the quarterback.
Okay.
And you're not the quarterback either right now. It's Michael Samter. So Samter, you direct us. You tell us what you want us to do so we can get this thing rocking and rolling here on Radio Row. Where are we going?
All right, so you guys are going to come follow me over here to these buckets.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're going to move the camera. I'll give you the mic. I'll hold the mic for you, Zach.
Okay.
And we'll just have some fun.
Are you nervous, by the way?
Nervous?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
All right, let's do it. I need a good pregame speech.
Are you nervous?
I already agreed to this. I don't get nervous.
We got
to
do it. One way or the other, we're doing it.
I need a pregame speech coming up momentarily.
All right, here we go.
All right, well, here we go. They are moving on over, ladies and gentlemen. We are switching up the camera. Here we are. Hold on, everybody here. All right, as you can see, we have them all set up in their ice buckets. There are buckets right in front of them. They're in little mini kiddie pools, which is absolutely fantastic. All right, here we go.
Sam the other night. I was with Bradford the other night.
Oh, that's Chris Long. Anyway, so we're about to do this. I need a quick pregame speech before we do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. What do we got cooking still?
My pregame speech is just don't overthink it. Dump it on you. It's not going to be too bad. I mean, it's going to suck a little bit, but you'll be all right afterwards. The other thing I'm saying is I'm challenging Tiki.
Oh, he's calling out Tiki.
Right? We've been talking about Tiki Barber all day. That's our guy. Tiki's got to do it too, man. He's a good guy. He supports good causes, but I'm going to need to see him in the ice.
All right, here we go. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Let's go, Matt.
Let me take the microphone. Ready?
One,
two, three.
Woo!
That's not cold. Bad. Not bad.
There we go.
Wow, that is a pretty look.
Now, just real quickly before we let you run, post-game thoughts. I think that's maybe the greatest accomplishment of your career. Like, MVP, get into a Super Bowl.
The last time I did this, I got to be honest, was after a training camp practice. So I was, like, hot and sweaty, tired. It actually felt good. That was a little colder than the last time I did it. So it's for a good cause. Support ALS research. And let's find a cure for this disease.
Let's be real. Let's thank God that the Super Bowl is not in Minnesota this year, because I think we would have just had hypothermia in this moment.
Let's get some towels, bro.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You're the best. He is Matt Ryan. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I have to kill a minute here, so I have to just talk for a minute. Alrighty. So Tiki's like bougie when he's in the broadcasting booth. He probably has all of his snacks. What does Matt Ryan bring into the booth just to snack on a football Sunday?
I'm simple. I'm water or a coffee first half. Whatever they have laid out in there for the little spread at lunch, I'll grab something, and then a water in the second half. I'll have a little coffee in the first, but I don't really snack during the broadcast, but I'll eat whatever they got. I'm not picky.
So this is for a great cause. I'm actually thrilled that this went down so effortlessly. The engineering guys are all freaking out. My bosses are calling me. Don't get us fired or anything like that. Don't get us kicked out of here. But this was awesome. Matt, I think we got what? How much time do I have here? 30 seconds left? So just give me an official prediction on the game, or say one more thing about Pete if you want.
Yeah, well, Pete was the best. There's no doubt about it. Proud to at least try and help continue what he started and hopefully find a cure for this. But my call is the Chiefs, hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.